السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
السلام
السلام
عليكم
عليكم.
ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, Our book on these days is الداء والدواء by الإمام ابن Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah, and the Imam rahimahullah was talking about the major problems people have in their affairs in this dunya, the problems of disease, the problems of sickness, the problems of discomfort, whether that worry, that disease, whether it has to do with abdan, our bodies, or they have to do with our minds, our arwah, our anfus. Al-Imam rahimahullah, he has mentioned the first means to obtain a cure to diseases. That first means is through tilawatul Quran, reading the Quran. Read the Quran in the times of hardship. Allah will ease the hardship. Read the Quran unto your illnesses. Allah will cure them. We read a lot of examples regarding that. Just read the Quran regarding it. Read tilawatan. Read the Quran regarding it. A man fell down unconscious in front of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Radiallahu anhu Abu Abdul Rahman, and he read verses of the Quran to his ears. Afa hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha wa annakum ilayna la turja'un. This one happened during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibn Mas'ud read that to the end of that surah. The man stood up out of sound health that Allah granted him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud when he saw him about it. So what did you read to that man? What was it that he read? That was when he said, I read, Afa hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha. Reading the Quran unto our ill ones is one of the means of obtaining cure. The same thing regarding other issues. When it is about difficulty, ikhwa, recite the Quran, Allah will bring you ease. The second major means of finding cure for our ailments and worry. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in our book, Adda' wa Dawa, he mentioned a dua. He mentioned dua, making dua, begging Allah, asking Allah, making our request from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he taught us the various means of asking, the various expressions for asking. Dua become non-efficacious. And the things that definitely strengthen the potency of your dua, the when of it, the how of it, and all of these in some details, rahimahullah, this imam explained them all in this book, Adda'u wa Dawa. While explaining dua, al-imam ibn al-Qayyim came to a serious point, rahimahullah, that some of the people, they say, he said, وَهَا هُنَا سُؤَالٌ مَشْهُورٌ. Here I like to raise a matter that is very common and prominent. وهو أن المدعو به, that question is that matter about which you are making a dua, you want matter A to be resolved. This matter A, إن كان قد قدر لم يكن بد من وقوعه, if it has been preordained, لم يكن بد من وقوعه, there is no going back about its occurrence. It will certainly occur. Matter A that I'm begging Allah for, if it has been preordained, it will happen. دَعَى بِهِ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ لَمْ يَدْعُ, whether the servant was begging Allah and requesting for it or not. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ قَدْ قُدِّرَ لَمْ يَقَعْ, and if it has not been preordained, then it will not happen. سَوَاءٌ سَأَلَهُ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ, whether the servant was asking for matter A or not. He said, Rahimahullah, فَظَنَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ صِحَّةَ هَذَا السُّؤَالِ, some people think that this is something that is appropriate to say or believe. I need matter A. I just go to bed. I'm not searching for it. I'm not following any means to obtain my matter A. I am not doing anything about it. I just want A. If it has been preordained, it will happen. If it has not been preordained, then it cannot happen. I want to become a doctor. The way to do that is, I just go to bed and sleep. Whether I study maths, physics, chemistry, and then I enter, get into the university and study medicine, it will happen. Whether I don't do all of these and follow these steps, it will not happen. I just sleep waiting for the day that I will become a medical doctor. The same thing becoming a lawyer or an engineer. No effort, no school, no university education, no studying the appropriate courses that I need to become an engineer. I just go and sleep. There is no need to follow the means to achieving that goal of becoming an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor or a scholar of hadith. I want to memorize the Quran and I want to be able to read the entirety of the Quran from my mind. All I need to do is sleep on the bed and wait for the day that the entirety of the Quran will come to my mind. I don't need to study, I don't need to read, I don't need to look for a learned person to teach me, I don't need to spend nights and days repeating and trying to memorize from one verse to two to three to the entirety of the Quran. I don't need all these means. All I need is just wait, and by a few days, by the time that is even preordained also, I wake up and then I become a person who has memorized the السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أبا عبد
وعليكم
الرحمن.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I was trying to lay the foundation for the class today. What was the last thing that we heard?
You are explaining about the means of that we have to do something
We
for
have
us.
to make effort. When we
Yes.
create goals, when we establish our goals, we have to obtain the means to achieving them. And one of the means to achieving our goals is by making dua. So when a person says, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a nurse, I want to be an engineer, I want to be an architect, and I don't need to study, I don't need to write, for example, I don't need to write the appropriate exams, choose the appropriate subjects and all of these. I don't need all of these because these things have been preordained. If they have been preordained to happen, they will happen. And if they have not been preordained to happen, they will not happen. So I don't need to make any efforts towards them. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, these kinds of people, ma'a farti jahlihim, despite the extent, the depths of their ignorance, wa dhalalihim, and their error, mutanakidun, they self-contradict themselves, fa'inna tarda madhhabihim, because going forth to employ this thinking of theirs in the various affairs of life, yujibu ta'atila jami' al-asbab, it will necessitate that we obliterate everything. Every means to achieving a goal becomes irrelevant. Every means towards achieving a goal becomes irrelevant, because dua is from the major means of achieving goals. We gave a lot of examples. We followed the explanations of Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, that if you have goals, you must follow the means. If you follow the means, bi-idhnillah, it will lead you to your destination. Goals are preordained. Means are also preordained. A goal is to fulfill the difficulty of hunger. If a person is hungry, that is the goal. The means to satiating hunger is to eat food. If a person is thirsty, that is the goal. The means to satiating thirst is to ensure that you drink water. In fact, many of the times it becomes clear, if you take another fluid different from water, you don't feel as convenient as you feel when you take water. Because what Allah has preordained for thirst is that we should drink water, just like food has been preordained regarding hunger. Just like marriage and cohabiting with our family has been preordained regarding having children. So means and goals, they are both from the preordainment of Allah. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim went on to explain, and then we got to a third major means of solving the problems of life. That third major means of solving the problems of life is by doing goodness, being kind to people. It is one of the means to obtaining kindness. If you are kind to people, that is a means. Your own goal is to obtain kindness from others. Your own goal is to obtain kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way to do that is to be kind to people. If your goal is to cure an ailment, one way to do that is to be kind to people. If your goal is to become a medical doctor, one way to do that is to show a lot of kindness to people. One of the means of achieving our goals in life is to be kind to people, just like Reading the Quran is a major means of obtaining solutions to our problems. Making dua is a major means of obtaining solutions to our problems. Likewise, being kind to the people is a major means of getting out of the difficulties of life. No matter how that kindness may be considered to be small, be kind with the people, be easy with the people, you will get kindness, you will also get ease from Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, فَمَسْتُجْلِبَتْ نِعَمُ اللَّهِ. So no one obtains the favors from Allah was to fi'at niqamuhu, or keep away the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bimithli ta'atihi, using anything like obedience to Allah wa taqarrubi ilayhi, and seeking nearness to him wal ihsan ila khalqihi, and being kind, being easy, being compassionate with the servants of Allah. We gave a lot of examples. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah also came to make us understand that deeds are connected to the goals. If you want goodness from Allah, you want your matters to come with ease, you must be good. So he drew from that basic rule that in life and in akhirah, goals, objectives are connected to the means. If you want a good end, you must follow the means that lead to that good end. If you want a good effect, you must follow the cause of that good effect. If you want a good result, you must follow that good condition. He gave us all these examples. He came to tell us that, rahimahullah, we can find this in the Quran, fi ma yazidu ala alfi mawdi'in, in more than 1,000 places in the Quran, where Allah connects between preordainment of the means and the preordainment of the goals. Every goal you want, the way the goal is preordained, that is the same way that the means is preordained. So if you follow the means, you get to your goals. You cannot get to your goal until you follow the appropriate means that leads to that goal. You cannot become a medical doctor until you follow, you go to the appropriate learning centers, you learn what is appropriate. And all of these, one of those means is to be full of dua and to be full of goodness to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have taken those journeys, they know how important dua, they know how important kindness is on the path towards achieving these kinds of big goals in life. The same thing, curing, making cure, coming out of problems, ikhwa, being kind to the people is a major, major means of doing that. So Ibn al-Qayyim gave us 11 ways, rahimahullah, this thing occurs in the Quran. If you do this, you get this. If you do that, you get that. Quran in 11 forms. And he gave us all the 11 forms, rahimahullah. After that, the Imam rahimahullah, in the copy that we have on the screen, that will occur on page 34. In the copy that you have on the screen, that will occur on page 34. But if you are on the copy of Nidal ibn Abdul Karim, that occurs on page 129. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wabil jumla, in a nutshell and in a summary, fal Quranu min awwalihi ila akhirihi sarihun fi tarattubil jaza'i bil khayri wal sharri wal ahkam al kawniyyati wal amriya ala al asbab. He said, wabil jumla, in a nutshell, فالقرآن من أوله إلى آخره the Quran from its beginning to its end in its entirety. Sarihun fi tarattud al-jaza'i bil khair wa sharr. The Quran is so expressed, sarihun, very clear and direct. Fi tarattud al-jaza'i bil khair wa sharr, regarding the fact that the consequences, the results, the ends of good and evil, wal ahkam al kawniya, and the rulings that guide the matters in the universe, the way things work in the universe, wal amriya, and in the matters of command, in the matters of legislations, you will understand that all of these, al al asbab, they are connected to the means to them, meaning that there is tarattu bil jaza'i bil khairi ala al asbab. There is connected relationship between goodness. You want good, there are asbab, there are means to obtaining that goodness. And if it is about shar, evil, there is the means to obtaining evil. They are connected to themselves. The same thing, al ahkamul kawniya, the rules by which Allah has governed this dunya, the rules with which Allah has created this dunya, one thing is connected to the other. Wal amriya, likewise the legislations Allah has given to us. If you steal and it reaches over dinar, the nisab for it, the hand should be cut. If a person commits zina, if it is such a person who has gotten married before, should be stoned to death. If he is a person who's never been married before, they should be flogged 100 strokes and banished from society. So rules are connected to repercussions. Likewise, in the issues of al-kawniya, things that happen in the universe, a male and a female occur. The female cannot have a child, a young one, whether a lion, whether a goat, whether a sheep, whether whatever, except after having an intercourse with their male counterpart. This is the way the universe has worked. For everything, there's always something that comes out of it. There is a goal. For every goal, there are means also leading to that goal. No goal occurs without means. No means occurs except that it leads to a goal. So everything you say, everything you do, it has a repercussion. That is the way Allah has arranged this universe. Wal ahkam al amriya. That is the same way His commands are regarding His legislations. Man amila salihan yujza bihi. If you act upon righteousness, you get the reward for them. Man amila sayyi'atan fala yujza illa mithlaha. Likewise, anyone who acts upon evil, la yujza, he will not be rewarded with anything except the like of what he has done in terms of evil. So this is the way the universe has worked. Everything, every goal, they have the means to them. And when you follow a particular means, it will lead you to the goal with which Allah has preordained it. If you have conjugal relations with your wife, bismillah, she will become pregnant. That is the goal, pregnancy and children. And that is the means towards its marriage and then cohabitation. So every goal has means. And when you follow the means, they are also preordained. You are leading, you are going to a goal. This is the way the Ahkamul Kawniya, this is the way Allah's universe, Allah has made it to work. Wal Amriya. That is the same way that Allah's legislations and even the legislations of human beings on themselves. When you do this, you are punished with this. When you do this, you are punished with this. When you contravene this law, you go to 2 years imprisonment. When you do this, you do this. When you do this, you get this. Means always have goals. Actions always ever have repercussions. The two of them are all from the preordainments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wa bil jumla, in a nutshell, all of what we are saying is that والقرآن من أوله إلى آخره صريح في ترتب الجزاء بالخير والشر. The Quran, from the beginning to its end, it is so clear that الجزاء بالخير والشر, getting the rewards of goodness or getting the rewards of evil, they are all preordained upon asbab. Likewise, والأحكام الكونية والأمرية, the rules that guide the way Allah has made this universe, والأمرية, and the rules and laws, legislations that Allah has given us to follow, all of them, they are all connected to asbab. They are not all connected to the means. He says, rahimahullah, but in fact, the Quran is so clear that taratubi ahkami dunya wal akhirah, the rules in this dunya and the rules of akhirah, all rules everywhere, wa masalihihima, and the things of benefit in this dunya and the things of benefit in akhirah, wa mafasidihima, the things that destroy this dunya and the things that destroy people's akhirah, they are all connected towards al-asbabi wal-a'mal. They are all connected to means. They are all connected to deeds. So if the deeds are good, that is the sabab or the asbab, they are connected to al-jaza, rewards that are also good. If you want goodness in the dunya, then you must do goodness. If you want kindness, you must get kindness. Things, goals are ever connected to the means to them. The two of them are from the preordainments of Allah. So if you say Allah has preordained that people are doctors in this dunya, He has also preordained along with that goal that they must follow particular means. If Allah has preordained that people are lawyers in this dunya, yes, He has. He has also preordained the means you follow. If Allah has preordained that we have children in this dunya, He has preordained means together with it. If Allah has preordained that there is anything in the dunya called hunger, He has also preordained along with it that it is food that you eat. If He has preordained, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you need water to drink, He has also preordained, if there is hunger, He has preordained food. If there is thirst, He has preordained drinking water with it. The point is that the goals, as they are preordained, likewise, the means to achieving those goals are also preordained. And from the means of achieving goals is dua and al-ihsanu ila khalqillah, making lots of dua and being kind to the creatures of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wa man faqiha fi hadha al-bab, anyone who properly understands this matter. You understand that every statement matters. You understand that every action matters. Once you start an action, it definitely has a repercussion. Once you start a statement, it definitely has its own rewards. If they are good, then good. If they are evil, it will lead you to evil destination. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, man faqiha هذا الباب وتأمل هذه المسألة, anyone who properly understands this chapter, this matter in life, وتأمل هذه المسألة, and properly, duly gives ta'ammul, he gives good thinking and contemplation. If you understand this matter well, that if you are upon righteous deeds, you are upon the means that leads to goodness. And if you are upon the deeds of evil, they are from the means that leads to evil destination. If you make a statement of goodness, you get goodness as a result for it. And when your statements are evil, when your statements are destructive, when your statements are negative, you get evil repercussions as results just for what you have said. When you understand this matter, وَتَأَمَّلَهَا حَقَّ التَّأَمُّلِ, and the individual thinks about this matter in the proper way that it should be given good thinking and good contemplation, انْتَفَعَ بِهَا غَايَةَ النَّفْعِ, that individual يَنْتَفِعُ بِهَا أو انْتَفَعَ بِهَا, he will certainly benefit from this basic rule of life, غَايَةَ النَّفْعِ, to a very, very, very huge extremes, a very, very huge extremes, a very, very huge extent, this matter will benefit you. You have taken it as a means of understanding this dunya. If you are a woman and your behaviors are bad, don't expect that your husband will love you or respect you. If you are a man, that you become irresponsible at home. That is a means. It has a result. Don't expect that your wife will have a sense of relevance regarding you. If you are a person who is vulgar in your speech, that is a means. People will definitely avoid you. If you are a person who is nonchalant about your looks, you are doing something, it has a result. If you are a person who is kind to people, you are always there for people, that one too, it has a result and an end that the means will lead you to. If you are a person who observes Salah properly and correctly at its time, it has its reward. If you are a person who gives zakawat, it has its reward. If you are a person who goes for Hajj, it has its reward. If you are a person who struggles to keep your tawheed pure and clean, it has its reward. On the other hand too, if you choose not to care about the religion of Allah, you do what you want, it has its results, it has its repercussion. This is a serious matter everybody must understand and pay attention to. You get what you do. You get to the destination according to the road that you follow, because that road is preordained to lead to particular destinations. And for every destination, there are roads that lead to them. Both the roads and the destination are both preordained by Allah. You can't be rude towards people, you can't be arrogant towards people and expect that people will love you, for example. So if it is about loving the people that is your goal in life, your arrogance and negative approach to them cannot bring you that. The point here is that everything has something where it leads you to. And if you want a goal, you must follow the proper means that will lead you to that goal. He said, Rahimahullah, Man faqiha fi hadha al-bab, anyone who properly understands this subject matter, wa ta'ammala hadhihi al-mas'ala, anyone who properly thinks about this issue and gives good contemplation about it, wa ta'ammalaha haqqa ta'ammuli, he thinks about it, he considers it, he understands it and ruminates about it properly in the way that he should give it due attention, intafa'a biha ghayata an-naf'i, you are going to gain a lot in huge extremes. You are going to gain a lot. Just think about everything you do and understand that everything you do, you get the results for it, as we have repeatedly said. Take a verse in Suratul An'am. Allah said, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Anyone who puts forward, he comes forward bil hasana, with good deeds, falahu ashru amthaliha, that's your good deed that you have come forth with. Laka ashru, you are entitled from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain your recompense of goodness in tenfolds. On the other hand, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. Anyone who comes forward with sins, with disobedience to Allah, with lies, with zina, with fornication, with various kinds of things that Allah hates, what did he say? فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. He will not be rewarded except by the like of what you have brought forth. So the point is that al-hasanat, good deeds, they are the means to obtaining goodness, and evil deeds lead to evil destination. This is a basic rule everybody must understand. You must follow the means to your goals. And you must understand that every goal, they have means to obtaining those goals. Both the goals and the means, they have both been preordained by Allah. You can't be on means to point A, thinking that you want to obtain point Z, point G. No. When you are upon the means that lead you to city A, you cannot then expect that you will land in city E. You cannot take a flight that is crossing the Atlantic Ocean from Lagos. You take a flight and the flight is crossing the Atlantic Ocean. It has traveled for 5 hours and you are expecting to land in Mecca. That is not possible. When a flight moves in the direction of the Atlantic Ocean, travels 1, 2, 3 hours, it is likely going to land you in North America or Southern America. When a flight takes that kind of a direction, you should not expect that you will land in Mecca. You should not expect that you land in Al-Madina, because that is not the direction that has been preordained for Mecca and Medina. If you want to land in Mecca and Medina, your journey will be eastwards. Your journey will be eastwards, and you cannot be taking a journey eastwards hoping that you are going to Brazil. The point here is that our goals in life have means. Our goals in life have means. So if you seek a goal, follow the proper means to those goals. If you seek a goal, follow the proper means to those goals. Likewise, check the means you are following properly, whether it aligns with the destination that you desire. If they don't align, don't think that Qadar will bring you necessarily. The two of them are under Qadar, both the road and the destination. Ibn al-Qayyim said, I am repeating this with giving various examples because it is very important in life. You can't be rude to your family, to your husband, to your children, to your parents, and then you think that they will love you. It's not possible. It's not. It's not. They can't show you kindness. They can't show you love. You can't be a dirty woman, very dirty, nonchalant about your home, and then you expect that your husband holds you in esteem. No. If you want to be held in esteem, it has a means. Follow the means, and you achieve your goals. The same thing with males. You can employ this in everything you do in life. So everything you say, every action that you do, they have where they are leading you to. You can't say you want to be a hafiz of the Quran and you are sleeping, you don't have a teacher, and you are not attending the classes where you memorize the Quran. You just want to sleep and wake up to become a hafiz of the Quran. Know that a hafiz of the Quran has to follow all those means. Get a teacher first. Get a teacher first. For that goal you have set, I want to memorize the Quran, get a teacher. Then the teacher begins to teach you. You begin to attend lessons, go forth backwards, gradually during daytime, during the night, during the evening, you are studying, you are reciting, you are obtaining, you are taking lessons, and then you are giving back what you have memorized. This is the means. Then gradually it will lead you to your goal. It will lead you to your goal. And you can't be doing this and saying that that is the way I want to become a medical doctor. No, this is another goal. It has its own means. Every goal has means that lead to them. And don't forget, whatever you do is also a means to another thing. Meaning that for everything you say and do in life, you always have to think about what will follow after it. It's a very serious matter, ikhwah. That is why Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, in an entire paragraph, he continued to repeat it. Said, man faqiha hadha al-babi, whoever understands this matter properly, that conditions always leads to results. Means always have ends. When you do something, cause always have effects. The two of them are preordained. So you get what you do. And whatever you want, you follow the means that leads to them. Whoever understands this matter well. وَتَأَمَّلَهَا حَقَّ التَّأَمُّلِ. And he thinks about it, gives it the kinds of consideration and contemplation that it deserves. انْتَفَعَ بِهَا غَايَةَ النَّفْعِ. He benefits from it in huge extremes. وَلَمْ يَتَّكِلْ عَلَى الْقَدَرِ. He will not be saying that he's depending upon Qadr. He wants to become a medical doctor. He's depending upon Qadr and not following the means, which is also from the Qadr. To become a doctor, he's not following the means to do that. He wants to become a lawyer, but he's not following the means. He's waiting for Qadr. He has failed to understand that from the Qadr of being a lawyer is that you go to a law school. The two of them are together. Allah has preordained that anyone who wants to obtain a lawyer status must definitely follow that means. Both the goal and the means are both preordained. This kind of an individual, if you understand this matter well, لَمْ يَتَّكِلْ عَلَى الْقَدَرِ جَهَلًا مِنْهُ. He will not be saying that he wants to become a medical doctor out of ignorance. Then he's sleeping on his bed without studying the necessary courses. He wants to become a hafiz of Quran. I want to become a teacher upon the path of Islam. You have not followed the appropriate means for doing that. That is ignorance. وَعَجْزَ. And out of reckless, deliberate inability. If you are waiting for Qadr, you are sleeping on the bed, and you want to become a learned person upon the path of the religion, it is out of ignorance. وَعَجْزَ. It is from the aspects of being upon deliberate failure. What a free thought. It is from the aspects of negligence. وَإِضَاعَةً. It is from the aspects of indolence to say you have goals and you are not following the means to that goal, because you think that if it is from Qadr that you will obtain that goal, you will obtain it. And if it is not from Qadr that you will obtain that goal, you will not obtain it. This negative, bad error in your thoughts makes you think you don't need to follow the means to your goals. And then you sleep waiting to just obtain the goals upon Qadr. You have failed to understand that that goal is a Qadr. And the means is also Qadr. If you want the Qadr of the goal, you must follow the Qadr of the means. Having a child is Qadr. Cohabiting with your family to get that child is also from the Qadr. If you don't follow the Qadr of cohabitation, don't expect the Qadr of a child. If you are expecting the Qadr of a child while you have not cohabited or even married at all, Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, that is from the aspects of jahal, ignorance. That is from the aspects of tafreet, negligence. That is from the aspects of idaa, indolence. فيكون توكله عجزا. This kind of a person sleeping on the bed wanting to become a lawyer. يكون توكله عجزا. He will be saying that I'm depending on Allah. I have tawakkul. That is deliberately seeking failure. وعجزه توكلا. And his act of deliberately leading himself to failure will be considered as act of a reliance upon Allah. He will be thinking that he is upon tawakkul, but he is actually upon a deliberate choice for failure. May Allah protect us from this. So it is from deliberately choosing to fail, not to follow the means that leads you to your goal. You are deliberately choosing never to progress regarding your goal when you sleep, saying that it is about Qadar. You have fallen in the rivers of ignorance because you don't understand that both your goal and the asbab, the means to that goal, they are all from the preordainments. You only think that the goal is the preordainment, forgetting that from the Aqdar, from the Qadar of Allah, are the means to the goal. So just as the goal is a Qadar, is from the things of Qadar, the means are also from the things of earth. They are from the things of Al-Qadar. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, Bal, in fact, Al-Faqih, the one who really, really has deep understanding of the matters of this religion. Kullul faqih, who has every, who is the person with very deep, appropriate knowledge of the religion and the things of this world. Huwa alladhi yaruddu al-qadara bil-qadari, is the person who responds to qadar, employing qadar. One qadar is hunger, the other qadar is eating food. One qadar is having children, the other qadar is marrying and cohabiting with your wife. One qadar is thirst, the other qadar is drinking water. Water drinking is qadar, that when you drink water from the qadar of Allah is that your thirst will go. From the qadar of Allah is that there is hunger. From the qadar of Allah is that hunger, when you take food, hunger goes. So he responds to qadar with the qadar that has been preordained with the qadar. He puts away qadar with qadar. He contradicts qadar with qadar. He responds to qadar with qadar. So the qadar of illness, he responds to it with the qadar of dua. The qadar of depression, he responds to it with the qadar of reading the Quran. The qadar of, for example, diabetes, he responds to it with the qadar of dua. And other things that has been preordained with it, like keeping away from sugar, eating the appropriate food, all of these actions are connected to that disease. He keeps to them because they are known clear cuts that they are connected to them. So they are from the things that Allah has preordained regarding that disease. Ikhwa, there is the qadar of goals and there is the qadar of asbab. Both the asbab and the goals, the objectives, the aghrad, they are all from the aqdar of Allah. You respond to the qadar of your goals by following the qadar of the means to that goal. Qadar is employed to respond to qadar. You bring the appropriate aspects of the qadar to respond to your goals. All of them are from the preordainments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, bal la yumkin lil insan. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, it is not possible for an individual an ya'isha illa bidhalik. It is not possible for an individual to live life until he understands that he must follow the means to his goals. If you are going to your office this morning, if your office is in Lekki, I don't think you follow the road that leads to Chagam if you are in Lekki. You are living in Ikeja. All your roads will lead to Third Mainland Bridge or other such bridges that leads to the island. You will not be driving towards Mowe because that is not the route for it. So for every goal you seek to achieve, you must follow the appropriate means to it. They are both from the Qadar. That was why Ibn al-Qayyim said, La yumkinu al-insana an ya'isha illa bidhalik. In some copies, you will hear Ibn al-Qayyim, it is expressed, it says, La yumkin lil-insan. It is not possible for an individual an ya'isha illa bidhalik. He cannot live his life illa bidhalik, except by following the appropriate means. Follow the appropriate means. فَإِنَّ الْجُوعَ وَالْعَطَشِ Because hunger and thirst, والبرد and cold, وَأَنْوَاعَ الْمَخَاوِفِ وَالْمَحَذِيرِ هِيَ مِنْ تَقْدِيرِ اللَّهِ Hunger, thirst, cold, and the various things of al-makhawif, things we fear in life, والمحاذير, and the things that we avoid in life, Hiya min taqdeerillah. All those things are from the things that Allah has preordained to be in this dunya. Wal khalqu kulluhum, and the entirety of the creatures, sa'una fi daf'i hadha al-qadari bil qadar. The entirety of creation, we are all struggling to put away the qadar of hunger, the qadar of cold, with the appropriate qadar that will put away those things that Allah has preordained. If you are in Canada under severe cold, you know those things that Allah has preordained to remove cold. That is what you will follow. If you are resident in the East, in Saudi Arabia, in UAE, in Qatar, where temperatures rise up to as much as 46, as much as over 50 degrees, you know the preordainments you have to follow. You have to drink water. You have to regularly hydrate and go away from direct sunlight. This is part of responding to Qadar by employing the Qadar that is connected to it. This is the way life is. It is difficult to live in life without responding to Qadar by means of the Qadar that Allah has connected to them. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, wa hakadha. That is the way things have been, and that is the way the things are. Man waffaqahu Allah. Anyone that Allah has guided to success, wa alhamahu rushdahu, and He has granted him to understand and know guidance. يَدْفَعُ قَدَرَ الْعُقُوبَةِ He will put away the qadar of sins, that there is alcohol in existence, that there is zina in existence, that there is telling lies in existence. All of these sins, they are the qadar. قَدَرَ الْعُقُوبَةِ الْأُخْرَوِيَّةِ The punishment, مَعَذِرَةً يَدْفَعُ قَدَرَ الْعُقُوبَةِ الْأُخْرَوِيَّةِ بِقَدَرِ التَّوْبَةِ وَالْإِيمَانِ والأعمال الصالحة. The individual that Allah has guided and granted success with good direction, يدفع قدر العقوبة الأخروية. He will put away the qadar, what Allah has preordained in terms of punishment in the hereafter. He will put this away, بقدر التوبة, with the other tawbah that He has preordained. What is that? A tawbah. Regularly seeking repentance from Allah. Wal iman, having sound faith in Him. Wal amal saliha, and doing, putting forward good deeds. Punishment in the hereafter is a qadar. The way to put it away is making tawbah. That is the qadar that Allah has connected to the punishment of the hereafter. If a person wants to avoid the punishments of the hereafter, there is qadar for it. What is that qadar? At-tawbah wal-iman wal-a'mal as-saliha. He says, rahimahullah, فهذا ويزان القدر المخوف في الدنيا. The same way that is similar to the way Allah has preordained things that we fear. We don't want them in this dunya, and we know how to avoid them. So if we are things in this dunya, we know if you eat so-so kind of food, you get so-so kinds of problems. If you eat so-so kind of food, you become predisposed to so-so kinds of diseases. That is the qadar. So what do? We employ another qadar regarding it. What is that qadar? Not to get involved in those things. Because once you get involved, you get to that result. So the way to put away those evils is to get away from the things that lead to those evils. So as for the uqub al-ukhrawiyya, the punishments on the day of Qiyamah, the way to evade them and avoid them is through the qadar. What qadar? Qadar of what? At-tawbatu wal-imani wal-amal al-saliha. He said the same thing applies to the issues of this world. The things that we fear, we don't want cold, so you always warm up. Heat is very destructive, so we always hydrate. So the two of them go hand in hand. But if you don't hydrate and you are in an environment where temperatures are high, you also know the qadar that will follow it. Every action has its own repercussions. He says, Rahimahullah, فَرَبُّ الدَّارِينَ, the Lord of the two worlds, the Lord of this dunya and the Lord of Akhirah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala wahid, it is him alone. He is one. Wa hikmatuhu wahida, his wisdom is his wisdom. La yunakidu ba'duha ba'da, his wisdom do not contradict themselves. Wa la yubtilu ba'duha ba'da, his one wisdom does not destroy the other wisdom. So his wisdom in this dunya, that if you are afraid of cold, you warm up. If you are hungry, you eat food. If you are thirsty, you drink water. That you respond to qadar with qadar. The same way on the day of Qiyamah. If you want Jahannam, you do evil deeds. If you want Al-Jannah, you do good deeds. If you want to put away the punishment of Jahannam, you respond with At-Tawbah wal-Iman wal-Amalu Salihah. You follow qadar with qadar, because all of those things have been preordained. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, فَهَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةُ مِنْ أَشْرَفِ الْمَسَائِلِ, this mas'ala of everybody understanding that you get what you do, and every goal has its means, and every means, every statement, every action, everything you do, it has a place it will lead you to. It has a place you will get to. Whatever you do, it has a repercussion, good or bad. If we understand this matter very well, he said, فَهَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ, this issue that we have been explaining, لِمَنْ عَرَفَ قَدْرَهَا, for the one who actually understands how important it is, وَرَعَاهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا, and then he pays attention to it as it is appropriate. Wallahu al-musta'an. Success does not come from anyone except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very, very important that we all understand this point. You get what you do, and don't forget, whatever you do, it has a destination. Whatever route you take, it will take you to somewhere. If you are doing good deeds, it has a destination. If you are upon evil deeds, it has a destination. Whatever you do, man amila salihan falinafsi, wa man ya'mal mithqala dharratin khayran yarahu, wa man ya'mal mithqala dharratin sharran yarahu. Everything has its results, it has its goals. This will lead us to become people who live a life of consciousness. Before you say something, you are thinking, what will my speech bring about? Before you take an action, you are thinking about it. What will this my action bring about? It's very, very important. That was why Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, la yumkin lil insani an ya'isha illa bidhalik. An individual, you cannot live as, like even animals think about repercussions. Why is it that the prey to lions run away when they see a lion? Why don't they just wait? They run away. Why? They know the repercussions of not running away. Why do they keep away from the wild animals that take them as food? And why do the animals seek them, the predators? Why do they run after the prey? Because they want food. So the Qadr of Allah is like that. One thing leads to the other. Everything has a consequence. Every means has a goal. Every goal has means. So if you want the goal, you must follow the means. This is very, very, very important in the life of the individual to understand. And it is very important that we make children understand that from day one. We do it, but when we do it, it is usually about the matters of this dunya. Look at the attention we pay to children in nursery school. We want to encourage them to be doctors and lawyers and engineers. We begin to dress them like doctors. We begin to dress them as engineers. We begin to dress them as lawyers, as whatever they want to become. You are already making him understand that there's a road, there's a goal. And that goal, if he wants to achieve it, he must come to your school. He must learn. He must study. You are teaching him about the means and the goals. It is always like that. The same thing about Akhirah. Al-Jannah has the means to it. Jahannam has the means to it. Are you also, as you prepare your child, medical doctor, lawyer, this engineer, are you also getting him organized in his mind to understand that he has duties to Allah and that good deeds lead to Al-Jannah and that evil deeds lead to Jahannam and that if you want the help of Allah, you need to help people. If you need kindness from Allah, you have to be kind to people. Are you also teaching him this as you program him, as you indoctrinate him to think that he wants to be a doctor? In all of these, he wants to be a lawyer, he wants to be an engineer. Yes, they are good things. But are you making it whole? Or is just about this dunya? Are you also making him understand other things regarding life too? That once you take a means, it will lead you to somewhere. And if you want to get somewhere, you need to follow the means. It's a twin rule. Everything you do leads to something. You get a result for it. There is no need for people to curse you if you're a person of evil. Unless you turn to have tawbah. You change your roots. Tawbah is like changing the route from the road of sinfulness and evil that leads to Jahannam. Once you make tawbah, you've changed your route. Didn't you see that it is inaba? Al-inaba means returning to Allah. You have changed route. You've made a U-turn away from the road leading to Jahannam to the road that leads to Al-Jannah. So everybody, we need it every day. Think about what I do, what I say, everything you do. Where does it lead me to? In the matters of my dunya, where does it lead me to? In the matters of Akhirah. You have an exam tomorrow morning and you are not studying. It has a repercussion. You understand that repercussion. You understand it. You're a businessman. Your expenses are reckless. You know the implications. You are stepping upon a particular means that leads to a goal. That goal is bankruptcy. Apply it to the affairs of Akhirah. You are not observing Salah at its time. You tell lies. You misbehave. It has a goal. It has a destination it will lead you to. This is what Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah has stressed, and he will be stressing in the next few chapters. He will discuss other matters regarding this issue. For everybody to understand the importance of what we say, the importance of what you do. Everything you say matters. And everything you do has its own results. May Allah protect us and grant us goodness. Bi-idhnillah, will be continuing from here in our subsequent classes about the Rahman. Perhaps we have one or two questions quickly. The time is far spent. I mean, one to further the Kumlocher and about
them. I'm just a question.
Yeah.
This week's. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan for reading to us this book. He said, I'm sorry for sending, no, I'm sorry for sending the direct question. No. So the question is, in what or which way does marrying a second wife correct a erring or disobedient wife?
Well, perhaps the second wife will be of good character, and the first wife can learn from her. Because one of the things Allah has preordained with human beings is that we learn from people. The way people learn evil, they also learn goodness. So if with an open, easygoing mind with which you have asked this question, the easygoing response to it is that perhaps it's a means to rectify the first wife. If she has a person with her at home who is righteous, who is up and doing, who is not lazy, who is respectful to the husband, and all of these, maybe the first wife can learn from the second person. And there are other benefits too. Maybe this one observes Salah at its time and properly. The second one may learn Salah properly from her. Maybe this one is a hafiz of Quran. Maybe the first one can learn Quran from her. The problem is that we are usually negative in our thoughts, and those negative thoughts bring us to negative destinations. All our thoughts about people are usually evil. If you look at the good side of it, you get to the good sides of destinations. So if you look at it that, oh, I am poor in terms of worship, this my second wife is up and doing in terms of worship, I can learn it from her. There was a discussion 2 days ago between myself and some people. They were talking about someone who has changed a particular attitude. And I was explaining to them that it is not just about that. That person learned that article, that attitude that is now good from another person who is doing it. Wallahi, there are a lot of benefits in it. But because society and what people read and hear all the time destroy their minds and direct their attention towards evil and sinfulness. So they usually see evil and sinfulness in things like this. Otherwise, wallahi, there are a lot of benefits in it. There are a lot of benefits in it. I have about 14 children, 14, 1, 4, all of whom memorize the entirety of the Quran. They pass through one woman. Just one woman. So all the rest of the children benefited from that one. So it is very, very beneficial. Look at the good sides of it. If you are poor at something, you learn it from somebody who is near you. But the bigger duty is for the husband. The bigger duty is for the husband to ensure that he creates the enabling atmosphere for this. Don't forget, everything you do, it has a repercussion. So if you don't create the appropriate enabling environment for this to happen, don't think that it will happen. You must create the appropriate enabling environment for it to happen. If you don't create the proper environment for it to happen, then don't expect that result. You can't be claiming to pursue a goal when your actions are complete contradictions of that goal you claim to pursue. That is the main lesson today, and I think it will suffice as a response to that question about the Rahman.
Is
this clear regarding her question?
Now, Ya Sheikh.
We can call it a day, bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.